Hello, powder skiers. This is Johnny B for AltaCam.com, and today I'll be talking with up-and-coming free skier Caroline Gleick. If you haven't heard of her, you will. What's up, Caroline?
Not much. How are you doing, Johnny B?
Good, good. How's things going with you?
Great.
Did you go skiing today?
Yeah, it was a fabulous powder day up at Alta.
Did you slaughter it?
I did. I slayed it.
All right. Well, great. To start, tell us, where did you come from? And how did you end up, coming to Alta?
Well, I grew up in Rochester, Minnesota. I played ice hockey throughout my childhood, and I moved to Alta 6 years ago.
Is that right? You were a hockey player, were you?
I was a hockey player, and it is that training that I attribute a lot of my natural ski prowess to, because I did not grow up competitively skiing, which a lot of people think.
Oh, is that right? So you grew up competitively playing hockey?
Yes, I did.
So not only did you learn, get some of your skiing skills from hockey, is that where you got your big guns?
Yeah, that's where I got my big quads, too, and my overall aggressive demeanor.
So when you say aggressive, does that mean you weren't as much of a scorer as you were like a defender?
I was a rougher.
You were a grinder.
I was. I spent many minutes in the penalty box. I had a nickname, Penalty Box Patty.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So would it be safe to say that you were dirty?
Johnny.
All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Hockey player turned skier. We've seen that before. I too was a hockey player.
I know. I can't wait till we can get out and skate around together.
Perhaps we can team up for a goal. I was kind of dirty myself.
I'll set you up anytime, Johnny B.
Nice. Tell us about your favorite run at Alta, Caroline.
Well, on a Bluebird, on any Pow Day, my first run will be High Boy, obviously. But after that, I love to lap the keyhole.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what's your, what's the most laps you ever did in a day?
Well, there was one day a few years ago when Collins broke down, and I was able to make 17 keyhole laps in a day.
17?
17.
How were you able to pull that?
Well, thanks to a guy named Johnny B, who had an Alta ski lift truck full of skiers every 5 minutes going back and forth, I was able to do that.
Oh, I remember that day.
To live that dream.
The Collins lift broke down.
Yep.
And to better serve the skiers and give them more access to the powder snow, I took an Alta truck and I did laps.
It was pretty much the coolest day ever.
And that was your record, huh? 17.
Yeah, that was.
Gosh, I haven't heard anybody getting that many laps in the keyhole.
Yeah.
That's quite impressive.
Well,
have to look into that.
We will.
I got another question I ask everybody. I'm going to ask you. Well, I haven't asked everybody, but I'm going to start asking everybody because I want to know, and so do the people. Tell us, Caroline, what was your most hardcore moment on skis?
Well, I have hardcore moments all the time, obviously. But some of my most hardcore moments involve waking up to an alarm at 3:30 and heading up to Alta to the Our Lady of the Snows parking lot by 4:30 and hiking up to the top of Superior for sunrise ski runs, and then going to Alta for first chair and skiing all day.
Wow, that is impressive. Up at 3:30, hiking by 4:30, sunrise on Superior.
It's amazing up there. It's a great experience.
Face shots. Tell us about face shots. You probably get a lot, being that you're of small stature.
Well, most of the time, being 5 feet tall, 5 feet even, has many drawbacks, like going to the grocery store. You have to ask somebody to help you get stuff off the top shelf.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to powder snow ski riding, being 5 feet zero definitely has some advantages.
So, like when we're all out there skiing like ankle deep powder, you're out there getting face shots. No wonder you're always so happy and smiling. You're a coach, isn't that correct?
I am.
Who do you coach?
I coach for two different free ride teams, the Alta Free Ride Team and Axis Free Ride, and we train out of the Utah Olympic Park.
Is that right? And what kind of coaching do you do?
I specialize in jump coaching. So I teach little kids and big kids, all ages, how to flip and spin and do spread eagles and daffies and grabs, and pretty much I teach them how to do it all. I'm actually certified through USSA as a aerial coach.
So you teach them how to hit ramps?
I do. I teach them how to hit ramps and cliffs and backcountry booters and terrain park.
Impressive, jumps, impressive.
Half-type. Yeah.
So with all this aggressive skiing, tell us, Caroline, have you ever needed ski patrol?
have I ever needed ski patrol? Oh, yeah, one day at Snowbird 3 years ago, the Galande competition. I was skiing down the Inron in the morning, getting some early morning training in at 9:30 on the frozen coral reef on some 190 atomic powder pluses. I wanted to ski those so I could get some extra lift off the jump. And on my sixth jump, I kind of had a funky takeoff, and I landed on one foot. Tried to bring the other foot to match it to ski out the runout.
Word.
And I wrecked, and I tumbled like 600 feet down the landing hill and ended up in the fence, not really knowing where I was and spitting blood out of my mouth.
There you have it, folks. Caroline Blake, at one time or another, did need ski patrol. What does Alta mean to you?
Well, Johnny, that is a loaded question there. I would have to say that to me, Alta is my medicine. It is what heals my troubled mind. Anytime I have a problem or I feel sad or even when I feel happy, I just go to Alta and all my problems are taken care of and I don't have a single worry in the world.
So it's an escape from this harsh world that we live in at times.
It's my paradise. It's my heaven. I don't believe in the afterlife because my real life is so awesome.
You are in heaven, Caroline.
I am in heaven.
There you have it, folks. Caroline Blake. This is Johnny B for AltaCam.com. We're going to go powder skiing. Woo! Come along!